On the line right now is the member for Leichhardt, Warren Ensht. Thanks for joining us on the program. You've been part of a very special process that's happened in Yarrabarra, and it's coming to fruition basically as we speak.
Oh, look, and very, very excited about this one. I mean, you go back a long, long time ago, and there used to be a ferry that went from Yarrabarra to Cairns. It hasn't operated forever. It's been many, many, many years. And, you know, yesterday, when we made the announcement, the original ferry skipper, Bob Sands, was there for this announcement. And so, you know, it was really a handing of the baton, you know, between Bob Sands, the original, and, of course, we've got Les there, who's coming in now as the as Les Murger is coming in as the next skipper on this ferry. Now, you know, I mean, what has made this very, very viable is the fact that they're in the process of building a wharf there. And this is what has been needed to make it work. And so the jetty that is currently being built, I understand that it'll be completed by August 2019, and that will be the catalyst for this. And so now the money's there for them to go ahead and get a purpose-built vessel that will be able to serve that. And, you know, this is going to make a huge difference for the Yarrabarra community. The connectivity, the way we're joining Yarrabarra to Cairns, instead of, you know, up to an hour drive to get here, you know, this will mean that people can get an opportunity to take a ferry here to work. So it opens up work opportunities for people within the Yarrabarra community. And accessibility. I mean, people want to go and visit relatives and family backwards and forwards. It's going to be a very short ferry ride backwards and forwards.
Warren, you know, there's been many projects, you know, along the way that have fallen over, but this one looks like it's really going to stand up, stack up, and it looks, for all intents and purposes, it looks a reality.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, the fact that they've got, you know, the wharf is actually being built, and the ferry, the jetty's being built. That's what is absolutely critical.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're putting, there's $1 million that the federal government's putting in this. And but there's more money also invested from the proponent. So, you know, they're looking at a low-cost ferry and bus service here. It's going to dramatically improve access without the jetty. You know, it would have been hard to see this being sustainable, but with this jetty, I think it's an absolute no-brainer. And what it does, of course, it means that Yarrabarra and Cairns become part of one community, rather than being totally isolated from each other. And it's a short, you know, 15-20 minute ferry ride. I think it's
What about the possibilities for tourism? This just opens another door completely wide open,
right.
You know?
Tourism going over there. I mean, they got a magnificent art center. There's a whole lot of things over there that will be able to be developed on the back of this. You know, the small businesses can be established, you know, interpretive walks, you know, there's a lot of things over there that can be done. The arts over there, if you have a look at the Marnie collection, you know, they're relying very heavily on Yarrabarra artists for the work that, you know, it's presenting that work. And, you know, to be able to go and see where this work is actually created and to meet the artists and acquire a piece of that, that artwork is going to be very, very special. And, you know, NAIDOC's Artist of the Year actually lives in Yarrabarra.
Yeah. Yeah, it opens an incredible amount of possibilities. And, you know, the way forward, I think it's only just 100% positive is the only way you can look at it.
Oh, mate. And of all the projects that are going to make a real difference, I think this is one of those that is just a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But I was so thrilled to see that Bobby Sands actually took the time to come across here for this announcement. You know, to have him standing there beside you know, as the former generation and as the first ferry skipper, standing beside the next generation and the next ferry skipper and Les Murga, it was a really great picture. It was something to be very, very proud of. And, you know, I mean, there are a lot of positives that can be highlighted in Yarrabah. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity of being able to, let's start to promote artists like Alvina Johnson. I mean, she was Artist of the Year, NAIDOC Artist of the Year, worked at the, her creations now that are scarves and outfits that are wrapping around, you know, celebrities all over the world. They're going international. And it's great then to go and see her in a home community, see the creativity, what actually inspires her creativity, and then listen to the story.
Yeah.
And so, meet the community. You know, we're not, what it means that Yarrabah and Cairns won't be strangers anymore. We'll be part of the same community.
Well, look, there's $1 million of money. That's probably some of the best well-spent money that I've heard about since I've been in the radio business. And I'd like to thank you, Warren, for the part that you've played in this as well.
It's been an absolute pleasure. But look, thanks also to Bobby Sands for his contribution in the past and his inspiration going into the future, because I had no doubt at all that he would have been an encourager there for Les as well, and congratulations on Les for having the courage and the vision to put forward a proposal like this. You're right, I think it's an absolute cracker, and I think there's going to be massive benefits coming out of it.
Thank you, Warren.
All the best, mate. Cheerio.